Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Talking to you, being on this show, hopefully bringing spirit through, messages through, and everything in between. My name is Bonnie Albers, and I am the host, CEO, and everything of Bonnie Albers On Air, and that's what you're listening to. I am an intuitive psychic spirit medium. I'm an RN, a legal nurse consultant, a counselor, and I'm a life coach. I knew there was something else. And you can find me on www.BonnieAlbersOnAir.com or www.BonnieAlbersOnAir, however you do that, .com. And you can read about me. My bio's up there. It really needs to be tweaked. I'm now also a contributor to the magazine Psychic Insight Magazine. It's a free magazine online. And so that needs to be updated, but you can find out a little bit about me on my webpage, and then you can go into the contact page. You can contact me for a reading, for counseling, for life coaching, and it will send me a message and we can set that up for you. I do Skype readings, phone. I don't really do paper where I write it, you know, while I type it, because I think faster than I type. I also am on YouTube. It's really cool. I haven't put anything up since my vacay in June, I think, but I am going to start to tape the shows, and that's when I can just get everything together. And it probably won't be until after the summer, because the summer, as you know, it's like crazy. I have different schedules. I'm putting shows up. Mostly you're going to have at least 4 shows a week, hopefully, and they're going to be at regular times, but I'm trying to juggle my schedule as to vacations and going and helping my kids and everything in between. So I love you. I'm so glad I'm here, and I would like to start out. I'm also on Facebook. You can get a hold of me. If you would like me on Blog Talk, you can subscribe to my shows, and then you'll get a list of everything that is going to be put out. Today I was supposed to have my guest, Jerry Humphreys. I want to send a big hello out to him. He's not feeling well, and I think it's really his energy is kind of off. And I really believe a lot of people have been affected by this Capricorn moon. It's a really heavy moon, and I know as moon children, which I am, I'm a Cancer, my energy goes up, but I know a lot of ones that I've been talking to, their energies are like really not doing well. So Jerry, unfortunately, could not be with us today, but he will be back in the next couple weeks, and we want to send all of our hopefully prayers and everything out to him so that he feels better. Although I did give him a little bit of a reading this morning, and I told him that the Capricorn moon is going to start to fade, and I feel his energy is coming back. Also, I'm really glad to talk to you. You know, this weekend is awful special. It's the birth date, I think, of our country, like July 4th. Is that crazy? I think I'm right. But anyway, I want to thank everyone out there who has contributed to our freedom, I think, and to having, you know, our independence. And I love July 4th. Everybody comes out with, like, Coke and soda and hamburgers and hot dogs, steaks and chicken. I mean, apple pie, how American is that? So for all of you who are celebrating, have a wonderful, a happy, and safe 4th. And for everyone who celebrates with their pets and friends, you go for it. And if you are on your own on July 4th, just give a little shout out to our country and enjoy yourself. Get something you really like to eat. Like, I love red velvet cake, and, you know, red is part of our flag. So get yourself a slice of red velvet cake. How American again is that? And for everybody who is not American but living here, just celebrate with us anyway. I know a lot of people and pets don't love July 4th because their pets get scared when they hear all the booms, bangs, and everything in the sky. So if you want to, just grab your pet, keep them under a blanket, make sure you've got them where they feel safe. And again, happy July 4th to everybody that celebrates. Now, I always pull 2 cards. I've got my trusty, which I love when I get to the phone, my trusty pendulum. I started bringing that with me to the shows just to give me some confirmation if I need it, which I never do, but I always use it as a backup in case you all want to see the pendulum in action. It is really cool. It is so attuned with me, and I love it. I also use flower therapy decks, and I am into this new deck that I have called Life Lesson Cards, and wait till you hear what I pulled for the show. So it's really crazy because this card keeps coming up. So I don't know if there's somebody that hasn't heard it that needs to hear it, but these 2 cards that I pulled from different decks, different people, it is so, they're like simpatico. So when you hear it, you'll understand. And I love the one with Life Lessons. But the Flower Therapy deck is, I pulled Peer Pressure. It's a beautiful Primula Primrose. It is a beautiful pink flower with a yellow middle, and it looks like it can come in many colors, the primroses. I see a purple flower next to it with a yellow middle. And it says, don't let others coerce you into a decision. You know in your heart what the right choice is. So I know a lot of people have problems making decisions, especially in the summer. We all have a inner compass. It's our Geiger counter. Which way do we walk? Which way do we go? Which way do we want to think? And that little voice. Remember, it's really cute because what I'm seeing right now to explain to you is, and I don't know why, but is the story of Pinocchio. You know, he sings the song, Let Your Conscience Be Your Guide. So for this card, I'm going to tell you there's somebody listening out there on the phones that really need that message. But the really unbelievable card I drew first was from the Life Lessons deck. First, when I pulled it, I thought, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can get into this. It might not be a great card. And I really am always upbeat, and I believe in taking the spin to the positive, but it actually is now one of my favorite cards when I actually read you the meaning. But it's the Judgment card. It says, I understand that everyone has their own unique path and challenges. But what I love about this, you know, we shouldn't be judging anybody, not being judgmental, and we don't want people to judge us in a negative way. But listen to what the card means. It says, we are all spirit. We are all the same. It's only the roles we have chosen to play here on earth that makes us seem different. I love that. The biggest life lesson you have chosen to learn is to love. So many people understand that line. There are so many situations in this physical dimension that it is possible to incarnate into, but the core lesson is to look past these illusions and see yourself in everyone. Each soul has chosen its own struggles, and your task is not to judge how someone else goes about overcoming their obstacles, but to assist that soul. Spirit have given you the tools and compassion and empathy to help you see through the eyes of those who appear different. Your ego has taught you that making other people feel insignificant or inferior will allow you to feel better about yourself. That is an illusion. By diminishing others, you diminish yourself. Well, I know everybody listening here aren't like that, but I know we've all felt that in our lifetimes. Always learn to follow the golden rule, I will treat others as I would like to be treated. Everyone in your life is here to teach you something about yourself. Accept the lessons with love and understanding. I love that. Now that's one of my favorite cards. It just tells you that if you put yourself in someone else's shoes, even if it's for a minute to see why they're talking to you that way, you can then understand and help them to understand why they shouldn't be, you know, harsh to others or judging others. So I just love that card. Anyway, that is the cards I have pulled. I know that there's somebody out there that need to hear that. So if you are one of them and I pick you up, please let me know. I am going to go to the phone lines because it is me today, and I'm raring to go. I don't know if I always forget because I've been on so long. September 4th will be I'll have been on the show 2 years, have produced this show and put it on. So I kind of forget to tell everybody, but I specialize in everything, but I love romance, love, relationships, sexual issues, and anything in between, jobs, peeps. Pets, I love them all. So I am going to go to the phone line, and I am going to pick up 561. You are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you? Lena.
Hi. How are you, Lena?
I'm fine.
Are you out of your car yet, Lena?
No, Bonnie, not yet.
You're still in your car. You know what? I got a feeling you love that car. I just have a feeling. You just love that car, honey.
No,
and I think you're going to be sad.
Kidding. Bonnie, that car, actually, I got to be honest, that car seems, I bought that with my mother's inheritance money. So it's very special to me. You're right.
Oh, yes, it is. I can feel it. And I know when I say, are you still in that car? And you say yes, even though there's mixed emotions, you love that car. And that car loves you. So, I mean, I could just feel it, and I love that. I wanted to tell you, especially you, although you have a car, I don't know what this guy has, but I don't know if you've seen it on the news, and if you're in your car, I don't think you have, but there have been this homeless man in Florida who they put out pianos as a art project, and all of a sudden he came and started playing them. And somebody videotaped him. It went viral on YouTube. He's got offers. I don't think he's going to be homeless for long. And just think about that, Lena. Is that cool or what?
That really is cool. That is some story. I think I heard about that. But I want to ask you about this guy I met. I'm trying to put him off because I want to get situated in my life first. I don't want to scare him and think he's helping some homeless woman, you know. So his name is Steve, and I want to see what you think about this guy. I want to go slow with him.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you brought Steve into the car yet?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. Does Steve, can I ask a question? Did you meet Steve? Why? I kind of feel like you met him either where you at school or where you're going. So I feel like
At Starbucks.
Okay, good. Well, or where you're going. So I feel, how did you meet him? Was he sitting there or does he work at Starbucks?
No, he's just sitting there, you know, drinking coffee, talking, you know. I mean, I don't know, a few months ago, but we became closer, and he wanted to take me out tomorrow night, but I was just like, you know, my life is a little chaotic right now, and I don't want to give him the wrong. I do like him. Like, he had his friend call me and ask me out for a date. I was like, why isn't he calling me? You know, I just know him, not his friend, and I just thought that was bizarre. I know the guy's a little green, but we seem like to have some sort of psychic connection going on.
Well, here, I'm going to tell you this. First of all, I think that's really sweet. I think he has a fear of being rejected. That's why I think he had his friend call. I do believe in karmic meetings. So I feel like if you, I believe that if it's a karmic meeting and you feel a soul connection, you have no choice but to see where it leads. Unless you feel threatened, I don't know if you don't know him, that you could meet him somewhere and, you know, and have a date. But I have to tell you that I feel like when you go out, you need to, you know, if he does ask you, you don't have to tell him that you live in the car or that you're homeless, because you really do have a home. You're in a car. Yeah. That is your home. But what you can say is, I'm in between at the moment. So
I did tell him.
Yeah, I don't feel that lying is good either. So I think if you do start liking him, there's a karmic and cosmic reason that you are supposed to be going on a date with him, maybe going out, and actually I can see stars. So I feel like this might be a good guy for you, Lena, and he might actually be the one to help you out of the situation that you're in. So I would absolutely go out with him, but I would do it on, I would meet him somewhere versus have him pick you up.
Yeah, definitely. No, I don't do that. No,
and
I don't know him,
you know what, Lena? I feel like all human connections are, you know, we're supposed to find love here, and it doesn't matter how. So I feel all human connections are for a reason, even if it's not long or it is long. I think that that there is no reason why you shouldn't go out with this gentleman.
Okay. Oh, I just didn't want to lead him on. And, you know, like you say, he's been hurt, and I wanted to go slow. I wanted to get my life a little bit more in order and find a job and place to live before I started a relationship. I didn't want to go backwards.
Well, I don't think that you should give up everything, and I don't think going out once or twice or three times is giving up your rest of your ambitions. In fact, I would tell you, if that's the case, then don't go with him. But I feel like you do need some human contact and a friend. So I don't think that you would be leading him on, if you are honest, when you go out with him and say, I have a lot on my plate and I am in school, so I don't have a lot of time, but, you know, it was so nice that, you know, we're going out. And if you like him, you can continue doing that, but not in lieu of school or of any
no.
of your life. So I don't feel like that's the case. I think that's all right. I don't feel like, I feel he's a gentle soul. And I think that for some reason, the two of you were destined to meet. I'm not saying that I think he is your soulmate, but what I am saying is I think there's a reason, and you need to find, you need to follow destiny through, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, I won't hide then. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I've just been going with the flow, and I usually he goes to Starbucks last night, but then when I told his friend, look, you know, I'd rather just take it a little slow because I got a lot on my plate, but I really like him as a friend, and once I get, you know, I would be more than happy to go out with him. But I don't know if he was upset that, you know, I don't know if is he really interested in me or is he just looking for a hookup?
I don't think he's capable of a hookup. I think he's too shy. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I really
God.
Don't. I don't feel like he, I don't feel like he wants to put himself that in that vulnerable position. So, I don't know. I just don't feel like he's a hookup kind of guy. But I'm going to tell
yeah.
you that if he's had his feelings hurt, you might not see him for a while.
Okay.
Okay? But if you do see him and you like him, what I would do is explain to him that you would prefer to keep meeting him at Starbucks and you would love to go on a date with him. It is not that you don't want to get to know him. It's that you have some things that you've got to take care of. And that if he
mm-hmm.
doesn't mind meeting you at Starbucks, you'd be happy to do that. And I think that would take the pressure off you. And it would. He would probably, actually, I know he would understand. He just thinks
okay.
you don't like him. So you don't want to say
nope.
that. You don't, you know, and when you use the word friend to a guy right away, they feel rejected. So I wouldn't
well,
even
I
use
told
the word.
But I told his friend that I do like him.
I know, but what did you say, that you'd like to be his friend?
I just said exactly what you just told me. I have a lot on my plate right now, and once, you know, my life straightened out a little bit, I would be more than happy to go out with him because I really think he's a nice guy and I like him.
Okay. Well, then you will see him. But I'm going
okay.
to tell you that if you ever say the word friend before you say you like you'd like to go out with them, they feel rejected. So, you know, just say, you know, I would not use the word friend. I would, unless you really believe he would be your friend and that's it. So I think that you're going to, you know, if he's not, if you didn't use that word, I feel like he's not going to be there for, I don't know why, if he's away or something, but I don't feel his energy there for the next couple days. So,
yeah,
you know, that,
yeah, I think he went away.
Yeah.
I think he went away or something.
Yeah, so I think you got a couple of days to think about it. I do know you'll see him again, but don't be afraid, Lena. Just know in your heart what you need to do, and just play it by that you've got an agenda in your life. But that doesn't mean you can't let somebody in. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. I'll talk.
Bye-bye.
You know what? My mother, the car, is what I think about what I think of you.
Okay.
So, Lena, I love you. It's so sweet to talk to you. I love everybody. And I do think of my mother, the car, when I think of you, Lena. So I know you do really love that car. And when one day you're out, you're going to be treasure in that car. And I don't know, you're pretty attached to it. So 661, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Kate from California.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
Good. Well, kind of a little heavy from the moon, but I actually have more negative. I actually usually have a bad worse day on the new moon, which is kind of opposite of people, but I like to.
Well,
I mean, with the Venus and Jupiter in the sky, it was pretty beautiful.
Oh, it is. But I'm going to tell you, I've had a lot of friends who are astrologists, and you know, I have a house astrologist on Wednesday. But a lot of people got heavy hit by this Capricorn moon. I didn't because I'm a moon child. I'm a child of Cancer, so I don't really get hit with negative energies with the moon. But I am telling you, a lot of my psychic friends and my medium friends have just been out of sorts. And even people who don't realize that they're intuitive, it's just been like they're moody, and it's really right around these couple of days. So I'm going to blame it on the Capricorn moon.
Yeah, I was sleepy. I wasn't too moody, but I felt like I could just sleep all day.
Yeah, that's what, Jerry, who's supposed to be on the show, that's what he can't get up out of bed. So
yeah.
I know Jerry, and he is absolutely affected by the moon, but he says this has never been like this. So, and I do feel Capricorn is a heavy, weighty moon. So, So, girlfriend, if you're hit by the new moon versus the full moon, you're almost lucky until July 15th.
Okay.
How are you, and can I help you? What can I help you with today?
Yeah, I would just like to look at July. I have a weakness of putting my plans into action. I love planning and research, but then to do the action is my the harder part for me. So anything from the guides about, I'd like July to have more action.
Okay, can I ask a question? Are you a cardinal sign?
The last day of Virgo Libra.
Okay, so I know that Cancer is a cardinal sign. It's always the first, that the starters are the cardinal signs. So the starters of each season. And I think if I'm not, I know that I'd have to go back into all, anybody out there in chat want to let us know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm the same kind of way. I start everything and then I wait for somebody to finish them, or I start everything, I get it all started, and then it's like boom. So you really have to really, really, really make an effort when you're a cardinal sign, because we're used to somebody coming in and your middle signs make it work, and your end signs end the game. So, you know, we're starters, you know, and we're not finishers. So you've got to have a real, and I'm going to ask you a question in just a minute. I'm just going through the astrology. You're going to have a real sense of I've got accomplishment, and I know how hard it is with me. And you wait for somebody else to let you to finish the project or get it going. And you start it, then you wonder what happened, and then you go to the next thing. So what I am going to suggest for you, especially for Virgo. Now you're a Virgo. I don't know that I believe in cusps, but I believe in rising signs. So the thing is, if you are a Libra. So if you're a Libra, Libras are really cool, and usually they're pretty balanced. So I wonder what your rising is. But let me tell you something. If you are feeling like you don't finish something, then what it tells me is that you either you have a touch of ADD or you're a cardinal sign. I'm both. Mm-hmm. So what you have to do is really make a plan, of which I don't love to do, and I imagine you don't. You like to plan it, but then you don't like to finish it. What you need to do is look at a plan, and instead of looking in the middle, look at the end game. So, and I'll give you an example. I'm going to give you an example, and it's going to be real simple. If you, and I don't cook, so I'm giving you this example. If you're a cook and you have a recipe, so you write down and you get all the recipe and you get all of it, and then you figure that it's too much to take care of, and you're not going to make it at the end. Well, this is what you would do. You get all the recipe together, you get the stuff, and then you wouldn't do any of the work, but at the end you'd put great veal scampi, and then you fill in the middle. So what they're showing me for you is that, and that's why I'm telling you this, is they're showing me that first you should have the end game before you have the middle section. So I don't know what you're looking at and why and what you want, but what they're saying is for you, the end is first, and then you plan. So I don't know. Is there something that you want specifically for me to go into?
I guess career-wise, I'm not That's the issue, is my end game is still kind of a little hazy.
Right. Well, see, that's why you're not getting further, because you have no end game. So let's say, I'll tell you, what do you want in business? Let's start with your end game. What would be, if you got a job, what's the end game? What do you want to be?
It's not a job. It's my own business.
Okay. Well, that's a job. But what is the end game? What do you want?
Yeah, that's what I don't know.
Okay. See, well, what's your beginning?
Well, I work in event planning and coordinating, so that's the general area.
Okay, so what you would want, for me, the end game for you would be to have my own business and be very successful, have a lot of clients, and I want to specialize in weddings, bar mitzvahs, parties, whatever.
Yeah, that's
you're...
what I don't want to do. You see, that's the thing is,
I don't want
to do what I've done.
Okay, so that's why I'm asking, what's your end game? What do you want to see yourself doing? See, if you have no end game, how do you ask the universe to set that up for you?
Right. Yeah, I know that.
So what I would do if I were you, and this is just, you know, I'm listening to Spirit as they're showing me, is don't be depressed or overwhelmed, because you have no game at this point. So what they want you to do is sit down and ask yourself, what could you see yourself doing from now through eternity and being happy? It isn't an easy question, so you can't give me an answer right now, but you might not know it. But if you really, really concentrate on it, meditate on it, and think about it, they say that you will know pretty quick. And once you know what your hobby is, then you know what the end game is. And that's what they're telling me. Do you have a hobby?
Oh, not anything specific.
Okay. Well, what you're going to have to do is get your hobby and get your see what you want to do. Then the universe will bring and then look at the end game saying, this is what my life will look like. And the rest will fill in, but it can't fill in until you come up with a beginning and an end. Okay?
All right.
I'm sorry. I wish I could
have. I've already been in that stage for many months. So.
Well, but you know what? I mean, like, if you need a job, what do you want to work as?
Oh, I work part-time already just for a job.
Mm-hmm. Are you metaphysical?
No.
Okay, so you're not looking to have your own job and being like a Reiki master or a healer or a crystal?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so what you're looking for is what I call a physical work. You're on the physical plane. So what I'm going to give you some advice, and this is what Spirit is telling me to tell you, is first you've got to find out what floats your boat before you can float anybody else's. So good luck, and let me know. Call me back. If there's anything I can give you any advice on, they're not allowing me to tell you what to go into, because they say that you don't know. And so once you do, they'll plant the rest for you. But you've got to make an intent, and you've got to think of what's going to make you happy.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, 631, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you today?
I'm getting the poop beat out of me by the moon.
Oh, well, didn't you hear
to
me?
To put it nicely. I'm getting kicked around bad.
I know. Well, so is Jerry. You know, poor Jerry. I mean, if I should show you the letter he wrote, you would think he was sick and sick and sick. But I know what it is. It's the moon. It's kicking his butt. What is it doing to you?
I just feel completely drained, just lack of energy. I'm tired. I can't seem to do anything, not even like self-care. I'm just like, okay, just eat. Take a shower, you know, just like basic stuff.
Well, Sandra, Jerry can't even get out of bed. So, see, your basic stuff would be really good for him at this point. But
yeah,
that
and that's
crazy?
That's just to keep morale up, you know. But and yesterday I felt so depressed, and even today I'm like just struggling to kind of keep my energy up to like a positive. You know, it doesn't have to be the best, but you know, it's okay.
Well, let me tell you, and then I'll ask you what you if you have a question for me.
Sure.
But but what I do want to say is this is I gave Jerry a little mini reading. He couldn't answer, so I just wrote it to him. But I feel like that the hold of that a Capricorn moon will start to dissipate sometime tonight. So by tomorrow. Yeah, by tomorrow, the energies are really going to start shifting, and which is Friday, and by Saturday, we're not going to remember this. So I do know that by tonight, I feel the stronghold pull of Capricorn will be loosened, almost broken, and then it's just going to be getting better. So, yeah. So tell me, do you have anything planned for this weekend?
No, you know, I really don't, and I'm okay with that. I'm just going to play it by ear. I just actually quit a job, which was very negative, and that card that you had read really kind of fit into my old workplace. It was just really negative, and I had a boss who was hypercritical, used to turn it on me completely. And it wasn't even anything to do about work so much. It was more he picked on my personal because he was miserable with himself.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that. You know that.
Oh, I do know that. And I even put it at him a couple of times. I was like, you know, I'm not going to take what you're saying personally because it's all about you. You're just, you know, you can't, you don't love yourself or whatever. And I used to say that to him, and he would be like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So I'm surprised he let you quit because I think maybe you were in his life for that reason. But what happened?
It was just really negative, and I had to get out of there because he's on top of having his own issues, which we all do. He really was just a dark kind of energy.
Uh-huh. Well, so it's tough to work like that if you're an empath, and I feel that you're empathic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're empathic, then what happens is even energies brought into the workplace that aren't about you but are negative from feeling, you know, people have fights with their spouses or their kids or all that energy goes right into you. So I get it. So what kind of work? So are you looking for other work or are you just
decompressing? I did. I actually applied for another job this past Monday, and I don't know. You know, I thought from speaking with the recruiter, it felt like a really good fit. Me and her seemed to have a lot of things in common. But then when I got to the interview, I felt like he was very quick with me, didn't seem to have much interest, and right away went into, you know, oh, well, I'm interviewing, you know, a couple of other people as well. So I just called him today to follow up, you know, to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really have a good feeling about it. I don't know what your feeling is or if I can get any guidance on it.
What's really weird is I feel like you were a good fit for this job, and maybe the guy that interviewed it isn't a good fit for that job. But
He's the owner, too, so.
Yes, I know that. I can feel it. But I think for some reason, how long was the job posted? Because I think he has somebody else in mind. He's had somebody else in mind, but I feel like he has to interview everybody, and I don't know why I feel that way. Do you know how long this job has been available?
I don't. It might be. It was posted, I know, 2 days when I answered it, but I'm not sure how long he's been looking.
Yeah, I feel that he. You are very good for the job, and I feel that if he's got somebody in mind already.
Okay.
But if they don't take it, I think that he would come back and I feel like re-interview you. Because I'm not sure the other person he has in mind is going to take it. And I don't know why, again, I'm saying this. So okay. I would keep your spirits up, and I would
also because I was trying not to take it personally. You know, obviously, and when I tried to tap into my own intuition, I felt like he was unsure, and that it could be based on someone else as well.
Yeah.
So I did get that sense because the recruiter was like, oh, you know, I've seen hundreds of resumes, and she was extremely impressed with mine, you know what I mean? And I gave a very, like, heartfelt cover letter. You know, I think all around, me and her connected very well. Can't say the same for him. I think he gave me about 10 minutes in the interview, which I was kind of shocked, like, wow, he didn't really ask me a lot of questions.
You know, because I feel like he has somebody else in mind, but I feel. Did you have a resume that he read? Because I feel like he read your resume.
I don't know. I mean, he asked me if I had a copy of it to give him, and I said, of course, you know, you can have this one, and he looked over it, you know, very briefly, and like I said, the interview lasted all of about 10 minutes, if.
Yeah.
He really didn't ask me many questions. He did seem to look over my resume as we were going on, and he seemed confident in my abilities.
Yeah, I feel like there were key things he was looking for. He already knew you had them. But I believe he does have somebody else in mind that was there before you. So if, again, I feel like if this person does not take the job, he would go back and pull your resume out. And you might hear from him for either a reevaluation or, hi, we'd like you to come, you know, I'd like you to come in again. So I feel that I'm going to ask, if you'll sit tight, I'm going to ask my pendulum because I already know what it's going to say, but I am going to ask it. So this is a perfect question. So is Sandra going to get the job she interviewed for recently? Yeah, it is doing the exact same thing I thought it would do. Right off the bat, no. So the thing is that I do feel the energies with him. I don't. The thing is that what my pendulum isn't picking up is the other person. So if I feel if that person does not take the job, they will be back to you. So I think it's pretty, you know, it's still up in the air.
Okay. So maybe
now,
who knows?
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like there's going to be – are you with a recruiter? Is that what you're with?
No, not at all. I mean, she just happened to – I don't know what it was, but like I said, there was a connection between me and her, and I normally don't I normally don't approach ads that are 2 days old, but for some reason everything was telling me to do so.
Okay,
so,
who was this woman? Because I feel like – it was she a recruiter? Because I have this feeling if you go and call her back, did you talk to her?
I did talk to her. She called me, but I had no way of re-reaching her.
Okay.
You
because
know?
I would have loved if you can. She might still get a hold of you. So if
maybe.
She does, I would love you to ask her how she can help you with other interviews. I feel like she could. So... you know, if she does call back before you, you know, you could say, oh, I'm, you know, really happy that you called back. And sure, I'll, you know, if she asks you any questions, I say, I'm so glad you called back because even though this might not work out, are there any, can you help me in any other category? And I think she can.
Okay. And
so,
what do you think about the last job? I mean, was that like a lesson again for me in some sort of way with this person or was he just a terrible person?
No, I feel like, well, you know, lessons learned. If you don't learn them, you repeat all of them. And so, I'm going to hope you didn't run away because then it's going to happen again. So, but I'm going to hope that you realize, like, how long did you stay at that job?
4 months.
Okay. And so, you know, I just hope. Did this happen before this with the job before or no?
No.
Okay. So the lessons are then that you walked away telling him, I'm sure, that you were not going to, in your own words, absorb his negative energy because it was all about him, and that you would walk away because you could not, you know, successfully do your job well with this
right.
kind of with this kind of attitude or with this influence. And I feel like when you did that, it is going to he's going to think about it. He really is. And I don't know that it's going to change him because I don't think it will, but I think that he's bogged down with negative energy around him. And I don't feel, what I feel is really sad for him. Like if I think about it, I feel sad for him that he doesn't know how to get back to the positive energy. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know why I feel bad for him. I don't think he will, but I think he will think about why you left. And I do think it was a lesson, but not so much for you, but as for someone there. So I don't know who else you affected there, but I feel like you came down saying that you would participate in this. And I don't feel it's your lesson. I feel it's someone else there. So whether it's him or another employee or anybody there that needed to learn a lesson from you, that's why
maybe.
I think you were there. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know all my friends were like, "What? The money is not worth this."
Yeah. Well,
you know, and for some reason, I don't know. I was hanging on, you know, to the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt compelled in a way. Until one day I didn't, you know, and was
right.
like, "Nope."
There's somebody there that needed a lesson. And I don't feel it's you. I feel that you're pretty strong, a spirit. I feel you've got a lot of strong aura around you. So
mm-hmm.
I don't feel that, I feel you would know when you needed to leave and when not. Kind of
yeah.
like Mary Poppins. You come in there, you do your job, you affect someone, and then you know when you've got to be ejected out. And I feel they're showing me that scene. So I feel that, I don't know that, I think if you think about it, you'll know who learned a lesson. And we all participate in lessons. So your lesson could be, no, I'm not going to put up with this negative energy because this isn't the way or force field, because this isn't what I want for the rest of my life. And then you might have affected somebody else that you don't know about yet that might have would never had the courage to do that and also did that. You just don't know yet.
That's funny because most of the women that I work there with all, you know, confided in me that he's very negative and that he does this kind of abuse to all women there.
Uh-huh.
And that they felt like I was the only woman who ever stood up to him.
Yeah. And this is what you're – somebody there, and I don't feel like you'll probably know, but you really gave them the courage to put their foot down.
Hmm. Okay.
So I want to applaud you, Sandra. If we can help others, that's the biggest and best lesson that we can come down here and learn
yeah.
or observe. So more kudos
Thank
to you,
you,
girlfriend.
Thank
You're
you.
Very
I appreciate
welcome.
That. I'm glad to hear. I'm glad to at least know that it went towards something because I knew that it wasn't going to affect him.
Yeah.
I do believe that he will think back, maybe, you know, maybe feel badly for cutting off his nose to, you know, to spite his
mm-hmm.
face type of thing because
well, no,
he didn't have somebody in plan. He didn't have somebody to take over my position, and the work needs to get done,
yeah.
bottom line.
He it won't be him. Like I said, he'll think about it. But it's lesson for somebody there. And I'm going
right.
to tell you that he might have come down as all of your nemesises. To say this is not what women or anyone should put up in the workplace. And there is somebody there, I can feel it, who was probably more quiet, who will, it's kind of like you saved her because she's either going to speak up or she is going to have the courage to leave. So,
okay.
Yeah, you really, really did somebody a big, big, big love favor. So and so you know walking away was not for naught.
Yeah. No.
And I am excited. Well, I'm excited to be here about any of your new, you know, your new position. Please call me back because I feel like I feel like there's something right around the corner. And I don't know if you're going to call me next week and say, Bonnie, you were right. I met this person and all of a sudden this happened and I'm happy right now and thank you. I feel like that's how close it is.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I just need to get past this. I mean, even today I definitely feel a little less affected by the moon. So I'm sure by tonight or tomorrow I will feel much more positive. So today I'm just hunkering down and I'm saying, okay, just do as little as possible. Cuddle with the kitty cat.
That's right.
You know, I'm just doing nice things.
Absolutely, because I'm going to tell you, a lot of people got hit, and you have the availability and the right to pamper yourself, stay low, and know that tonight it'll start to dissipate. Tomorrow, the energies will feel different, and by Saturday, boom, you're going to be right there with the rest of the energy. So just know that it's coming.
Thank Goddess.
Oh, yes, thank Goddess, absolutely. But, you know, poor Jerry, he wouldn't say that. I'll go, what a goddess, I'm a god. How about thank God? So I'm like, okay. But, you know, I have really not seen too many people hit like him. And like I said, he would not have ever not done my show, but he couldn't even talk.
Aww.
So I know.
Well,
but
hopefully
honey,
the stay in bed for him will help him to, you know, feel better tomorrow.
Oh, I already gave him that reading, and yes, I know it is. But for you, I want to hear from you, so please call back.
Thank you so much,
okay?
Bonnie. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
God
Have
bless.
A great fourth. You too. Bye-bye, Goddess.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, everyone. I love that. I mean, so cool. The Capricorn moon's hitting a lot of people, and thank you for calling and telling me, because I know Jerry will be listening, or at least he'll go into the archives when he can, and so he'll know he's not the only one. 951, you're on with Bonnie. I have 8 minutes, so hi! Hello? Okay, I am going then. I don't know if you had your microphone on, but I am going to 773. You're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I? Did you have your hand up? Because I don't have any. Half the people have their hands up, but some of them don't. And I don't know if you're just listening or you want to,
no,
you want to ask a question.
I was listening, but, you know, I was just listening. But, you know, if you wanted to talk to me, that's okay, too.
Oh, well, you know what? I must have picked you up for a reason. So I have about 7 minutes left. I have about seven minutes left. And you know what? My sister, who's psychic, is sitting here, and she just told me something about you. So let me ask.
All right.
Oh, do you want to hear what my sister said? My sister said you are really sweet.
Well, thank God. That's beautiful.
Well,
glad
thank God. That's
you.
Beautiful. She's very glad she to hear is. That. So I am going to tell you, I'm glad I picked you up. Who am I speaking to, girlfriend?
My name is Teresa from Chicago.
Hi, Teresa from Chicago. Well, I know my sister adores you, so I mean, you might get two psychics on the line for you. But my sister very rarely comes over when I have a show, but she's really, really a cool girl. So, and she's my bestest buddy and bestest friend. And so one day it'll be the psychic sisters, I hope. So she does.
Okay.
So what can I do for you?
This is my first time listening to your show, and I had an incident where a neighbor in the building, and she called me and asked me to, she just happened to go into the other lobby of our building, and because her phone wasn't working, and God sent her to the other tower, and when she went, a lady was crying with her husband, and she had just come back from vacation and had come to check on her mother. And her mother had just passed up in the apartment, and she called me to come to pray with her, and I was nervous and scared, and I just said, Lord, just give me the words to say and what not to say. And when I was going over there, it was like something was saying, like, don't even worry, that lady was a woman of God. So when I got there, we sat there, and something just said, just lean on her and hug, and she was so, the lady who was crying, she was, we didn't know her, and she didn't know us. And it was just so odd how God had put up the light. Another neighbor called me to come with her. You know, she was already there. And I told her,
yeah,
I don't think it was no mistake about your phone, you know. And
no.
I just wanted to make sure the lady that passed over was named Carolyn Baptiste, and her daughter was named Valerie. And I just want to make sure she's going to be all right, the daughter. And I'm just concerned about, you know, the spirit of the lady. Or did I do anything wrong? I just scared, you know, just wanted to know, that's all.
No, I'm going to tell you right now that you were put there for a reason. And I am going to say, are you going to keep in touch with her daughter? Because I feel like this woman, she's thanking you, actually. And, you know, there's when somebody passes, their spirit goes into the light. And she went straight for that light. But she's worried about her daughter, because I feel like she wants her daughter to have some more companions. And I don't know why I'm using that word. But are you going to keep in touch with the daughter? Because I think this mother, even though you didn't know her, would really like you and pulled the people over to keep in touch with her daughter.
Well, we did that. What happened was the lady who called me, she's a hairstylist and had on the bulletin board her cards. So she said, oh, I want to give the lady her number. And I said, oh. She asked me, you have one of my cards on you? I said, no, go to the bulletin board where she had put them up there, like in a little pouch where you can get a card. So she had her picture on the card for hairstyle, and I put my name on the back and my number, you know, my telephone number.
So, because I feel like the two of you are going to start being friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you feel, but I feel like there's a reason that you were. How old is the daughter compared to you?
I don't know, but I asked her, did she have any kids, and she said no. That she was there, had her husband with her, and I told her I'm an only child too. And so she said, oh, we're too old now. But I'm 57, but she looked young, but maybe she's like in her 40s or something. But she said, oh, we're past having kids, she said.
Yeah.
And,
you're going to hear from her again. You're absolutely going to hear from her. And I feel like this is going to be a good friendship, but I don't know why she needs you. But I feel I feel like you were brought there for a reason, and the reason is the daughter. So I feel the daughter, even though she has a husband, is very lonely, and she's more to herself. I don't know why I'm saying that either, but would the mother want to, and she feels that you're really out there, meaning that you really are out there for other people. And so what she's saying is that she feels her daughter needs you. Now, there was somebody else involved, and there's another woman, right?
And the lady that called me, I saw her at our building Christmas party, and then I just saw her on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then she had my number and called me, and we both went together, you know.
Yeah, this is going to be a threesome, honey. This is going to be a threesome. So I feel like that you were put there because I think that you all are going to grow closer. And I don't know why I'm saying that, but I think the three of you are going to be friends, and there's a reason. So keep your ears and mind open. But maybe you're supposed to go find this girl, since you know who she is. But there's a reason the three of you are together, and I keep seeing a triangle. So, and it's nice, not a bad one, or not anything that you should be afraid of, or anything that would hurt you, or anything. It seems like it's a strong triangle. So if you know the woman who called you, I think you need to get back with her and say, oh, wasn't that just strange? Why don't we just go, you want to come over for coffee? I have a feeling one of the three of you, there's a reason why you need to be with each other. I only have 90 seconds, and I know I would love to continue talking, but please find the girl that called you, and then
I'm pulling on her to call.
Yeah. So you just get a hold of them, because this is some type of threesome that you all need to be with. My sister says this is a spiritual foundation for the three of you, and you need to find out who this is. So, and because you're, Yeah, and because you're the one in query, you need to start trying to find them. So I'm going to say to everybody, I thank you. Thank you, honey. Call back and let me know what happens, okay?
Okay, Bonnie. And you're on and the same time everything.
Yes, I am, except Monday and Friday I'm on at 9 o'clock in the morning to 10. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday I'm on at 1. Today I'm off at 2, but I'm usually on till 3. So 1 to 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And please listen to me. You can like me on Blog Talk, and they'll send you the shows. But you, my dear, have a nice spiritual journey that you all are going to be taking. So please get a hold of these two ladies. And have a great 4th. Your, by the way, the mother is thanking you and shaking her hands. So you go for
beautiful.
It.
Okay? Bless her heart. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you, sister, too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. I am now off the air. Please join me tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I think I'm going to be on. Stay tuned because I will post it tomorrow. I might be going on a train again. So if I don't, you will hear from me from 9 to 10. And if not, I will see you back here on Monday. If I don't, I want to thank everybody for being and listening. Have a fabulous 4th of July. I want to thank everybody who has helped us stay independent and free. And I wish you all a safe and happy weekend. Bye.